Nargin the Tequatian Bosan, Junjo, the Tokje Bongo, and the town December.
As before, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta as it is taught in the Mahayana.
Tene talam Drobungon Popangon Papa Ludrup Jinze, Oma Tsava Hirale talam.
So we're continuing looking at the Mula Madhyamaka Karika, who was composed by the protector of beings, Nagarjuna. And today we are starting with the 17th chapter that deals with looking at action.
Nyumon ledang lu nam tang sepa potan devata. Tese tunte tavatang mgimlan rava yin
hisavasant. And the root verse says, afflictions, actions, and bodies too, agents and fruitions are like a city of Gandharvas, like mirages and like dreams.
Tiyang. Do in their carriers and then dole. Pakperix and number Pakperix or Neba, Namlane, Lemmy, Late and Devil, me though he somewhere, turn that day, didn't he take in Angle? Lemme pigeons in carriage, Lege, Nami, Munuigeons in carriage, Papan. Tesumber.
So this particular verse is a development or an explanation of a line from a sutra that says, for the noble one, there is no karma, cause and effect, and no lejidrupa.
Ah, lejidrupa.
Lejidrupa, so, and no fruition of karma. So this verse then looks at the question of why there is no cause for action and why there is no full fruition or no effect or result of action.
The name Papa Sanju Samba Namji Chutamji Jene Lok Tungbani Tokuseno, the name Kovarjizi Jiledang.
Because the noble bodhisattvas have come to realize that the abiding reality of all phenomena is emptiness, then they have freed themselves, they have transcended samsara, they will not be reborn within samsara, and therefore also there is no then result of activity in that sense. Usually result of activity is rebirth in samsara. Since they have seen all the phenomena that make up samsara is empty, then they sort of transcended the fruition of that activity and do not have to take rebirth.
Rabzi gender, Rabzi nihit subdainly, Rabzi gender carresano, Mumava namje, Chutamje tungbani, Mentebatar, Numon lay down, Ludam, Lusom down, lay sepa pot and devon, you miss her. He, then, Chutamje tungbani, Maimbe, Duzilla. Nyumung le dang lu sepa po dan debu yupi jun zin ji chu tam che tung pa ni ma ri si la pa ni. Di se na ta chu tam che tung pa ni yi ba. Nyumung le dang lu dang sepa po dan debu rang yin ji ma ru pa ri. Te ni xie gu yi. Te ma xie na kong su ke le ga ma ri.
Previous to this verse, in this particular chapter, there was someone who was asserting, or their assertion was cited by Nagarjuna, saying that you can't justify that all phenomena are empty. And why is that? Because there are afflicted mental states, there is trauma, there are phenomena, there is the fruition of our activities and so forth, which we all experience. And because we can all experience all these various things, all phenomena are not empty. So this is the assertion they've made. And so to correct this wrong view, verse has been introduced, and it shows that the afflicting state, karma, cause and effect, a body, and so forth, these results are not inherently established. And so this is necessary. If one didn't explain this carefully to people making such wrong assertions, then they would not be able to drop those and accept the proper view.
Nyamonga jepar ye na yeva mangdo yo na yang dona yori idonwa la denbar yinjing chakwa yido momba drasola danghin trova landur jine la momba ham dame bata tongba nyeji tongla momba somde chadang mong somsere chadang mong somdang Chadang mong som te, tan yumong gatsavare, tela tende, Chadang mong som yona, cover chesi jele sagre, Chadang mong som mina, cover chesi jele sagamare. Tisena, yumong chadang mong som latene, le sakwa, le yang, le nemba sana, dukya sana, ne song de tiawa. Gebe le, jemba tama la soba, zangbo sana, tori la da mei lutoba. Tingin zin gom te, tini samtin ji ngui gin dom na, zukhan ta zungmi je, la la che wa, tindra wo la le se gre. Lu se jo te, ta nyumon la tin le sa, le la tin lu to gre, kam som do, kam som korpa sim chin la, lu mandra wo yun yang, lu ten ya rik do na, ta rova rik toke lu re, rova rik toke lu to pa ta. Sepa potan devata, le sepa la sepa poji govundu, le sepa potan, le sepa teyan devata. Tesu tamche karare, chu tamche tongpa ni yina, ta te tamche kangre se na, ton tampar, nyumung le tang, lu tang, sepa potan deva madro pare, tuyantam madro patyo pate trabare, kunzo to, te ta tamche, te nam, trese tongche, Jujin tenri cho zangji nang zangdu yoba. Yang takbar nelok la meba. Trisi chungchir tabata. Trisi chungchir la chiransu kheba yusari. Trisi chungchir tabata. Mikyo tang. Thang jya chenpo la tini. Se thang jya chenpo la. Nima vajar po na. Tini cho meba la choye. Choye namba hyarte. Tini cho osa nintu nang jegi yusari. Tendra wala mikyo se mikyo lo chondruba ta yin yang malam tang malam rava yin pe som je goni jochen tendra cho chan je nama ta yang takbar madra pati pe som je goni tendra tek song ha
the commentary by Nipam Rinpoche says, like that, the results, which are afflictions, actions, and the ripening, that is the visible body, and further, an agent performing actions, which is the individual, and the fruition, that is a continuum, while they all do not exist in having an essence, they do appear. It is said they are like the appearance of a city of Gandharvas, a mirage in a dream. They appear yet possess no inherent nature. So then, let me just comment on this. Afflictions, the kleshas, were the afflicting mental states, obscuring mental states, those are have there are many, many, many different kinds of them, many different divisions, but they can be divided into the traditional three, and that is attachment. When there is an object that appears as pleasing, one becomes attached to it, one grasps onto it. And then when there is an object that appears that is not pleasing to it, we feel aversion. So that's the second one. We want to separate ourselves from it through aversion. And then there is being in the dark about things, being ignorant. And that is either that one doesn't know what to take up and what to discard. One way of understanding being in the dark or being obscured, ignorant or dull. And the other is that one has not realized no self. One doesn't know about or have realized the lack of an entity in the self or the self. So these are the three root or the three main pleasures or afflictions. And if we have these, then we take birth in samsara and continue to accumulate karma. However, if we don't have these, if we've cut through the root, we've eradicated these kleshas, these afflictions, then that which catapults us into samsara, that which throws us into a birth in samsara, is no longer there. So these three afflictions then are the cause of our trouble. They make us take rebirth in samsara. And then if we accumulate unwholesome activity, negative actions, we take birth in the three lower realms. If we perform virtuous actions, we take birth in the three higher realms, among the six. And if we practice samadhi well, then we might take rebirth in one of the higher gods realms, either the form realm or the formless realm. And so in this way, through the various virtuous and unvirtuous activities we perform, we determine for ourselves what kind of body we will have. It's through the various kinds of afflictions that we attain our physical form. In the three realms of samsara, the desire realm, the form, and the formless realm, there are many different kinds of sentient beings. And these then are categorized or summarized into the six different ones that we usually know of: the hell, the hungry ghosts, the animals, humans, demigods, and gods. So that's an analysis then of the first line: afflictions, the actions, and the bodies. So seeing how having the afflictions, we perform certain actions and then we take on a certain physical form. Then the next line deals with agents and Rinpoche spoke in the following way about that. In order to perform an action, you need an agent. You need a doer of that action. And if one analyzes then how this agent might be, one looks in the following way. Or actually, this can apply to all of the above, the afflictions, actions, and bodies. All phenomena in being empty are ultimately then not existent or not established, not proven to be existent. And that then you could apply to all of these five categories mentioned in the verse. The afflictions are not ultimately existent, actions are not ultimately existent, bodies agents and their fruitions or the results of the actions, these two are not ultimately existent. However, on the level of apparent reality, as mere appearance, they arise, but ultimately they're not real. And the examples then for this are a city of Gandharvas that is relative existent and ultimately non-existent. The city of Gandharvas, sometimes translated as a castle in the sky, and a mirage. And the mirage appears, for example, when we're in a vast plain, or usually a desert, and the sun rays hit the part of that desert, and the reflections of them make it seem as if there's something there, water and so forth. And of course, the other example is a dream. So these three examples, the city of Gandharvas, mirage, and a dream, are illustrate the situation where something ultimately does not exist, but on the level of apparent reality, due to the coming together of various causes and conditions, they merely appear.
Tajur Kuna Nyamung Le Tang Lu Nam Tang Sepa Po Tang Deva Ta Chujin Yang Tabar Madrukti Ngo Mepa Tang Jeva Mepa Ser Tinsing Yis Tangpo Ngo Mepa Yinte Teta Chikta Tumarang Yinlin Deva Ser Chikta Tumarang Yinlin Deva Ser Na Ngo Mepa
This can be put in the form of a reasoning, and the subject is afflictions, actions, bodies, agents, and fruitions. So given those, they are not established ultimately for two reasons. One, they don't exist by having an essence. And two, they don't arise. So to look at those reasons a little bit further, they don't have an essence because if you analyze with the reasoning of being beyond existing as one or existing as many, you come to see that they have no essence. That particular reasoning is very effective for eliminating something's essence. Then, the second reason, that it's beyond arising, it does not arise. We saw earlier, we looked at the four options or the tetralemma, things don't arise from themselves, from something else, from both or from neither. And so if you apply these four reasonings, which are particularly effective to show that things do not arise, have no arising and no birth, then you come to see that the five mentioned above subject do not arise.
Dela tangbo ngo mepe junti, nyumo ngo mepe junti kare. Nyumong depe nyumong ga char mando ga sima maomba san maomba nyumong ma chi pe se na me pare tatar je depa nyumong da maomba nyumong ga pata la tate nyumong la ngo me pe se na tene ma do pe se na nyumong chik ta tome rang yin le de pare nyumong chik ta tome rang yin le de pe se na
For example, if we apply this reasoning to of being beyond one, no. First, to look at kleshas or afflictions to see that they have no essence. And if one does that from the point of view of time, if they existed, they'd have to exist in some period of time. So one way of coming to see that they don't exist is to see that the time in which they could exist doesn't exist. So if you look at a present affliction, it's not the past one, because the past is already gone, it's departed, it's not here. Then how the future? Well, the future's not here yet, so it doesn't also exist, because future time doesn't exist. And in between these two, thought, well, in between the past and the future, there must be some kind of present something that's there. If you analyze to find an essential nature of a present something, you can't find it, because that present something is beyond being one unitary thing and beyond being a variety. And analyzing like that, you come to see that kleshas or these afflictions do not ultimately exist.
De yendo le ngo me pa jin sing kare. De pe le nga tharvare maung ba le ma chi pare tat le tande le ke jin mala ke jin ma ma do pe se na le la ngo me.
And likewise, one can apply the same reasoning to action or to karma, cause and effect, seeing that it also has no essence. The past is gone, the future is not here, and this present instant is not truly existent.
Dene lu la ngo me pe jin sin ka re lu te yin la ha chang mang bo so pa re yin la re re ni lu ma re yin la cho tan le lu je nam do jin na yang yin la cho pa jin ji lu yo ma re cho pu yin ra wo Yenla ke cha xie tam jie chok pa yin ra wu chok pa jin ji lu mei pa se na lu la ngu wu mei pa lu je cha xie gang ka se cha na cha xie am chok pa jin ji chok pa yin am chok pa jin ji lu mei pa re chok pa yin mei pa re chok pa yin mei pa se na lu la ngu wu mei do yin na yin lu la ngu wu do ksa na chok do yin.
Then to look at the body, to see whether the body has some kind of essence or not. So if you look at the body, it's made up of various limbs, various parts or various branches or limbs. And if you analyze each one of these, then each one of them is not the body. The arm is not the body and so forth. So each one of them is not the body, then you might think, well, there must be something like a collection of all of the parts of the body that would be the body. There must be some kind of whole there. That kind of concept arises for us, a concept that sort of takes all these parts and puts them together and designates them as a whole. But that also doesn't exist, because if you analyze each one of the parts of the body, analyze it and see that it doesn't exist, when you're finishing doing that, there's nothing left over that would be the whole of all of those parts. So this is this argument about whole and parts. The parts do not exist, and there is nothing separate from those parts that could be designated as some kind of whole. That's merely a conceptualization that our mind puts on top of all of these different parts. And so there is no basis that you can find that would be the basis for this collection of the whole that we call the body. So in analyzing like that, one comes to see that the body also doesn't have some kind of an essence. This thing that we go around calling our body is just a big delusion.
Tāt lē sēpā pō mēpī jūnsīng kārē sēnā, tē lē lā kīrē, tā kāngsā kātā mēpā. Lē sēpā pū dā chūchīng, yāng tā pār mātūp tē, ngānsīng, ngānsīng, ngānsīng yām dānsīng,
Then to analyze the agent, that's actually the easiest.
Easy.
You've heard about this a lot. This no self, the self of the individual, if we analyze that, taking that as the subject of our reasoning, then we can see that ultimately this does not exist. This clinging on to an I or self, this I, we say to ourselves all the time, I think and I do and all of that, that I ultimately doesn't exist. And why? Again, there are two reasons. One is the imputed basis of that I, the five skandhas, they don't exist. That's the first reason. Because if you had an I, you would have to rest upon something. And we've analyzed a lot before, seeing that the five skandhas are not the basis of the imputation of self. And then, second reason is that this concept that fixates on a self, that also is not truly existent. So the basis of designation is not truly existent for a self, and the concept itself that grasps on to the existence of the self does not exist.
Then dancing, dancing la, when that namji le doctor chew here pare, doctor chew in ani, ah namjor pa yin samna, ah namjor pa namjor mari samna, namjor change doctor re, namjor change doctor the kongsu de pare, ah khe pa yin, ah lama yin, sambatte so yang doctor, namjor change doctor kongsu de pare.
So in the text that some of us are studying, the Padyanga Vibhanga, the distinguishing the middle and extreme, the Uttanamshi, in chapter 3, in the last part of it, there's a discussion of the 12 views of the self. And among, 10 views of the self, sorry. And among those 10, there is one called thinking of oneself as a great practitioner. So, this is the thought that, I'm a great yogi or yogini. I really know how to practice. I've got my stuff together. And it's also included under that is thinking you're an expert in something. You know, I'm really good at this. And no one can beat me on tops and so forth. All of those kinds of thoughts then, of course, are based on ego clinging.
This and Dr. Pankale Kabu Yere, Doctor Lass of Nandoka, Novo Togo in the Sumber. More Randong the Togo in the Sumber. Paya de Kale Kabu Yere. Ye Jose, the judge, Farber Chokjam, Topaji, Dati, Tela Timber Randong, the Jepe, Joe, Nanjer Panda, Yede.
Jim, would you
say
that? Yeah, Jim say that phrase.
Okay.
It's a Yude Group, no? Yude Group. Is there one?
Ye Jose the Chaja, Parvor Chocha, Gum.
You see that the self doesn't.
He's not. this and a doctor at the Pankale Capoeira, Doctor Namto Gongo Tongbanire, Doctor Namto Gongo Tongbanito Gorisombani.
So, in this way, Miller Weber showed how difficult it is to give up the view of a self. And the way he advises us to do is to look into that self-clinging, to discover its empty nature, that it is of itself, by itself, empty.
Tam sepapo dhamma rupasa. Tini sepapo than devata, deva madhrupa karre. Sepa buddha denpa trona da teke sepa legend deva yang denpa tro gupala sepa po madhrupa sena deva trona rikpun karava yare. Tin lela vodua.
So then to look at the fifth of these, the fruition, the results, or the effects, they of course depend on having an agent. And if we've just looked and seen that an agent, a truly existent self, doesn't exist. So then if you said that that non-truly existent agent would make something that was truly existent, that would be a big contradiction. He's saying that something that's not existent is making something that's existent. So by proving that the one side of this pair, because the two are established independent from each other, if you prove that the self, the I, doesn't truly exist as an agent, then the actions also do not truly exist.
Dini leyang deva madhu pichunsi the karre sena deva tela lechi gogre lete lela tente deva jo nyua te le gati khet sane mume chate deva chevayamare le manga te deva chevayamare le ngakpa tang manga panyi len deva cheva maipa sena tini yang takpa le len deva jo maipa.
Then also, one can look at this, the existence of an effect from the point of view of action. In order to have an effect or a result, you have to have some kind of action that makes it happen. So if you look at these two pairs now, first, there are two ways of that actions could give rise to a result. It could either give birth to a result in two ways. Either it's giving birth to a result, and So this discussion depends on understanding also what a nirme, what a non-thing is. A non-thing means that it's sort of not finished its action yet. So if an action has not completed giving its result, it's still a non-thing, and the result has not come out yet. If the action has not finished, oh wait a minute, sorry, no, start that over again. If the action has completed, if the action has been completed, that action has become a non-thing, and it's no longer, it's not present, and therefore it couldn't give rise to a result. So that's one thing. If the action has not stopped, has not come to its end yet, then the fruition would also not be there. For fruition to be there, an activity has to finish so the result comes out. So these are the two reasons. The first one's a little more difficult to understand. It's simply that if once the activity is finished, the result is not there because this activity has become a non-thing, and a non-thing can't produce a result. And the second possibility then is, well, if the activity hasn't come to an end, it's still sort of present doing its thing, then at that time the result is not yet there. So because of these two possibilities then, you can say that an action does not produce a result from an ultimate point of view.
When the latter sana le duze imbe sena kechik nyepa la kek ndogre, pena kontro sate machek la tsiktsop ne na tsiktsomo te mege bare, naka mege bare. Tsiktsop te kye tsadun ga tsakare. Tene ga tsane lo janda wo la tin deba nyong na. Tsiktsom ga tsadun deba de nyong na. Tsiktsom ga pa de ngume re ngume le. Le ngume cha tsare ngume le deba chega midu. Yang tsiktsop te manga ne de na. Lo jai jiso tsiktsop jen deva te nyong na. Manga na tene le te takpa chakare. Ga maso na te le takpa chakare.
Oh,
ga maso na. Manga na lo jai dene le te takpa chakare. Tene te le jen deva te yang takpa lan deva ji chong na takpa yang. Le jen deva yang takpa chakare. Ti se na rikpe che na ma te pa.
The accumulation of activity is conditioned or composite, produced, and therefore, in its second instance, it collapses, disintegrates, it's no longer there. So, for example, if someone spoke harsh words to you, and you didn't like it. Those harsh words last just a few seconds, but that not liking of it can last for hundreds of years. Ask the Italians, for example, vendettas and so forth. So, if one analyzes this situation, If this dislike, this reaction to the harsh words, one experienced it when we're carrying this around with us still 100 years later, then that would mean that some kind of a permanent activity that made a permanent result. The result would be permanent, and therefore the activity coming from it would also turn out to be permanent, which is, of course, not logically tenable. And also, once the activity is finished, it becomes, as we saw before, a non-thing, and a non-thing is not able to produce a result. And so, actually, the result doesn't really exist. So, Rinpoche spoke again then on this activity or result becoming permanent. If you might think then, well, then this activity hasn't stopped. Maybe this activity just keeps going on. But if it hasn't stopped, then it becomes something like permanent, which would be contradictory because we saw that actually this accumulation of performing actions is conditioned, which means it's impermanent. Or it would also mean that, as we saw before, this you would have a permanent cause and a permanent result.
This is a lay down, Devinita lay and gun and Devitia by a mare, Mangan and Devitia by a mare, on a carre, young Tapartiava, Mavare, Kunzo to pay some jitamba. Tis a tunjita, make you the Melanda.
So, in that way, looking at how action and result are interconnected, we see that a result does not arise when action has stopped, because action at that point is a non-thing that can't produce a result. And if it's not stopped, if it hasn't come to the end of its functioning, then it has not yet produced a result. So if action has not stopped, it also doesn't produce a result. So those are the only two possibilities. And so in that way, you can see that action and result, from an ultimate point of view, do not exist. And the examples that are given for this are the castle in the sky, the city of the Gandharvas,
Koyang Payang the dip de Tini Garda Mangu Chindang Koto Puchava.
So in this way you can see that there are these afflictions, actions, bodies, agents and fruition. And they are exemplified by the city of Gandharva's mirages and dreams. And these show that ultimately, they don't exist, but that on the level of apparent reality, they are mere appearance. And another way of saying that is that they are appearance and emptiness inseparable, emptiness being the ultimate and appearance being the relative, and these two are indivisible and inseparable. And this then means that their abiding reality is something vast and spacious. However, this spaciousness and this vastness is something that has been covered over by our conceptualizing mind. And so we create lots of contradictions, and our mind becomes very tight, very tight. Instead of being spacious, it's tight. We're uptight instead of being spacious and open. And that's due to our conceptualizing mind that prevents us from seeing the true nature of things.
Nyumung letang lu nam tang, sepa po tang deva, ta, te tek de nidhi yara. Dengin tongor denbar na, pakpa nam na, na tong sa. Te na wo.
So, verse then of four lines, which begins with the same first four lines in Nagarjuna's verse, so affliction, action, bodies, agents, and fruition. So those are the first two lines. And then the third line, appear as real. For those who are from the perspective of clinging to true existence. Or you could say appear as real for those who cling to true existence. And the fourth line, for the noble one, they are merely empty appearances.
Maya, ti chupen bata. Ta chupje pa, razi chupje pa de da dan chuta kare. Da dan chuta kwa sa da ta undu da me pa. Chuta undu chutan tu tong ba. Da ta kwa dan chuta.
The next verse, which is from chapter 18, deals with the examination of the individual self and phenomena. So when one looks into the self, one sees that the self doesn't exist. And when one looks into phenomena, one sees that all phenomena are not truly existent.
Tene dala tana. Dala tundan chuzi ji hira de tana, da me pare, kanzak da me pare. Chutam de la hira de tagi jena, chutam de tumba nere. Tisena, dala tana, kanzak dame, chulatana, chutam de tumba nere, kanzak da me pata, chuti da me pa nile mande.
At the self of the individual with the prajna, the higher knowledge that analyzes for the ultimate. Dundam Chujigi.
Dundam Chujigi is it? Dundam Chujigi, Dundam Chujigi, what?
It also means the prajna or the higher knowledge that's analyzing for emptiness. It's sort of, you could say like it's bent on emptiness, it's bent on finding it, you know, that kind of momentum. And when you use that kind of prajna, then you come to see that the self of the individual does not truly exist. So that's the first one, and the second, of course, is the self of phenomena. And one again uses one's prajna, one's native intelligence, one's higher knowledge, to analyze all phenomena and discovers their nature to be emptiness. So in this way, all phenomena are covered. There isn't any phenomena that falls outside of these two.
Tina Kanzak Dalat Jumse Madava Mambu Chepe Kanzak Da Madropa Kanzak Da Madropa de Jumse Mambo Jumse Tamete in La Pate Kanzak Da Mapati Chula Taki Tangi Chu Tamje Tini Hirapje Chena Tombani Jumse Madava Mambu Chene Chuja Da Mapatente Tini Tombani Chuja Da Major Gomen Chibat Dame bani ina dame bani gomgodo. Kanzak dame mune ina dame gomgodo. Tu tamche tumbani mune ina, tene tumbani gomgodo. Tumbani mune remdona, tene gomgodo.
So one analyzes the self of the individual or the person. And there are many, many different kinds of reasoning that do this. And one uses one of them and comes to see, or many, and comes to see that there is no self within the person. There's no entity that one could designate as being there within the person. And then with the self of phenomena, thinking there's some kind of entity within phenomena that constitutes itself. There, again, one uses one's prajna and uses all the various different kinds of reasonings that we've been taught to find their empty nature. And in that way, one practices moving along the progressive stages of meditation. One needs to meditate on both of them, on both the no self of the individual and the no self of phenomena. because they're to discover what their actual true nature is, I use emptiness. Because emptiness is what they truly are. If that weren't so, if emptiness were not actually what it is, then you wouldn't have to meditate.
Then it's about Zoksang Jena Mazong Hing into Nam the Sejoja Ransang Jeji Hine Tamba Mille Rap the Jiki's also.
Although perfect Buddhas do not arise, or you could say have not arisen, and the Shravakas have come to an end, the wisdom of the Pratyeka Buddhas will arise perfectly without a teacher.
Chetang Thikpa Chimpi Lolam Phakpa Yere Nyintun Phakpa Rangjaram Phakpa Sanju Sambadan Samman Phakpa Sanjen Phakpa Yere Phakpa Yere Kaansen Nusumare Dami Nyilatin Nusumare Kaansak Da Mepa Ngunsun Do Tona Tene Kaansak Da Mepa Tsam Ngunsun Do Toba La Nyintun Phakpa Ranjan Papa de Kanzak Dami de Tenla, Chuja Dami, Sitan Topar Hibare, Chuja Dami, Sika Kartevare, Chute Zoat and Zimba Nire, Zoan Rangin Mepa Tumbani to Tona Yang, Zimba Rangin Mepa Matopa, Hippa Keti Chami, Hippa Keti Chahi Sigi Mebe, Hippa Dendu the Varisik and Ranjerke, Zoan Rangin Mepa Tope, Chuja Da Sika Tona Yang. Zimba Hippakiji Kami, Demi, the Madope, Dami, Sitan Topala Tinte, Ranjan Papa Somasena, Ranjan Papa Ti, Kanzak Dami, the Chuja Dami, Nigada de Govre, Tisena, Dikapso, Ranjar Jetoni to Dami to be his own sort of Hibar. Tumba Mille, Rap the Chase. Tayan Ranjar Ti, Ranjar Drachomba Ti, Sanje Nam Mazumba. Mazon Bakaptang, Sanje Loma Nitu Namja Zo Tarbakapso, Tene Rang Sanje de Pepe Dachum Batavir. Zog Sanje, Zogba Sanje Nam Mazon Hin, Muma Mulanje Topje Mazon Hin. Sanje Pepe, Pena Nitu de Jun and Bo, Jun Negandova, Lo Jata Tunta Negre, Nitu Namjang Sene, Nitu Yang Mapakapso, Tene Rang Sanje Hite. Kanzak dam me beteng do, dini zoa rangi me ba. Chuji dami se ke zoa rangi me ba yang to te, dini ranja drachung tupse na, ransan je je ye na, tuanba me le rabdo je. Rangke tuanba gogo ma do, gevi shini gogo ma do, dini tuanba me ba le je.
So the root verse says, the commentary says, the perfect Buddhas do not arise, and the Shravakas perfect Buddhas have not arisen, and the Shravakas have come to an end, and so neither is present. Nevertheless, without someone else as a teacher, the Pratyeka Buddha's primordial wisdom perfectly arises, based on earlier familiarization, and Rinpoche added here, based on their earlier aspirations of prayers. And in relation to their support, they do not rely on other conditions, such as seeking out a spiritual friend and so forth. So, within the Buddhist tradition, there are four different kinds of noble ones. There are the Shravakas, the Pratyeka Buddhas, the female and the male Bodhisattvas.
Papa and Pama.
Thakpa Chenpo Dipa Yama. And the Buddhas. So those are the four kinds. So if one and these various types of noble ones arise out of meditating on the no self of person or an individual and the no self of phenomena, and they realize these to various degrees. So first, the Shravakas, they meditate on the no self of the individual, and they realize merely that. They realize the no self of the individual, and they become then the noble Shravakas in realizing that. They attain the result that's to be attained there. Then the other, usually the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas are included in the foundational vehicle. So the Pratyeka Buddhas, which this verse centers on, they are said to realize what the Shravakas realize, so the non-self of the person. And in addition to that, they realize half of the no-self of phenomena. And how does one understand that? So if you look at the process of perception, there is the perceived object and the perceiving subject. So they realize half of that to be empty, i.e. they realize that the perceived object is empty, that it has no inherent existence. But the other half of that duality, the perceiving subject, they still believe to have some kind of inherent existence. They believe that there is a certain an instant of consciousness that does not become effaced, does not go away, that is somehow truly existent, that cannot be eliminated. And that they take to be actually there, to have some kind of inherent quality. And so because of that, we say that they realize the no-self of the person, as the Shravakas, and only half of the no-self of phenomena, the half that is the object, not to resist it, but not the subject. The subject is still there in the form of this moment of consciousness. So this is what we're looking at in this verse, this kind of wisdom that the Pratyeka Buddhas have developed that allow them to realize this. And through that kind of wisdom then, they attain the realization of their path, become noble ones. And these Pratyeka Buddhas arise during the time when there is no Buddha. And they become what are called Pratyeka Buddha Arhats. The Arhats are the Drachompa, so it's the name for the result in the foundational vehicle. So these Pratyeka Buddhas arise at a time when the Buddhas are not there, they have not arisen, and the Buddha's disciples, the Arhats, have also become extinguished, they're no longer present. But based on their previous aspirations, their previous familiarization, or working with their previous training, for many, many for a long time, they come to this realization of the no-self of the person and half of the no-self of phenomena. They are called, sometimes Pratyeka Buddhas is translated as the self-Buddhas or the independent Buddhas. Sometimes you find translations like that, and that is because they don't rely on a teacher. At the time when they appear, they don't need to rely on another, what Nyingma Rinpoche calls another condition, which would be depending upon a teacher.
Dene thikpa chenpo la pakpa sa, sa tangpo ni kyopa pan pakpa sa topa la, kanzak dami tang, chuchi dami nika mato na, pakpa sa, pakpa tang pama sa tutu. Tengi se na, kanzak dami mato na, chuchi dami to tu mare. Chuchi dhammi mātō na hīvza drapa pāng mātō pa sēnā, tēne dhammi nīkā tōkā. These are not the Quatimbu government, the same song, and you, Tanjo Yin Donga Gom, Woman Ramba, yes, you
are. So, in the Mahayana, then, one has to realize the whole thing completely, both the no self of the person and the no self of the phenomena. They have to be totally realized. And it is through the what's called the noble bhumi, or the noble bodhidharma level, the first one up to the tenth, the female and the male bodhisattvas move along these, I'm just translating everything, moved along these levels. And through moving along these 10 levels, then they come to realize completely both the no-self of the individual and the no-self of the phenomenon. If they didn't realize the no-self of the individual, it would not be possible to realize the no-self of phenomena. And if they didn't realize the no-self of phenomena, they would not be able to eliminate all the cognitive obscurations or what veils on omniscience. And so in this way you have a graduated path of meditation that starts out with the Shavasana, the Pratyekabuddhas, the Shavasana, and then the Satantrika, the Prasangika, and so forth.
Dini tikwa chenpu lo lo chu tam chi nyamba nyi re. Chu tam chi nyamba nyi ba deyang Aryatare tenyi jikten je khan na so wo chi sawa. Devyen shikpa nga dun doyendo Jarpu Pumu, he dawar kocheva ye pacapso, sem tambu ye pacapso. Then Jarpu Pumu, he dawe sombare. Then I chip a meeting to me, Dami Kanza meeting numbering me. Pomortaqua da da yamala, jitin longi number to one for somebody. Then I chip a meeting to me. Chipa Pumi Hakodua Dami Kanzami Dami Kanzami Namrigmi Pomor Takwan Dada Yamala Pota Mortakwate Yamala Zumba Yamala Sejeti Zumba Dictin Longi number Tokwan Dor Dictin Tamar Panam Long Emba Sem Emba Nando and Tor somebody. Te ya foto ga?
Te ya.
Oh, te ya ukirayo. Kai se na ja pu pomo yi ki da wa ka somba. Arya ta da tangbo sem ji ni somba. Oh,
remember
the dating ningbo ka zung ji ten become. Ah. Mora ye shi da wa. Ji ten ji kam na cho bu. Ji ten ji kam ka ma ngo ma. Na cho bu se. Na cho. Te yin ji ba san ji Dejin chepa ngadra, sanje jin sen jo.
Dejin chepa ngadra.
Ngadra.
Sen do bala.
Sanje jin sen jo.
Maso.
Dekab su mo, jarpu pomo la che ware. Maso. Hirava hajan chepo, nyungi hajan chepo. Men yi hi da wasi.
Maso.
Dekab su, teni tsuche de su
bala. Maso. Then, within the Mahayana, it is also taught that all phenomena have an equal nature. They sometimes it's translated equality. And there is a verse relevant to this that was spoken by the princess Yeshedawa, who lived at the time of the Tathagata Natsu-u, which is another name of the Buddha. It was a long, long time ago. Oh, excuse me.
Jikdien-je-khan, Natsu-u.
Sorry.
Jikdien-je-khan,
So she lived, not so ur, the variegated light, or the various lights, was the name of the world at that time. So that in different time periods, the world had different names. So that was its name at that time, not so ur. And the Buddha's name at that time was called the Tathagata Nada. So at that time, she took birth as a princess. And when she was giving rise to Bodhicitta, then she spoke these verses, this verse. She said, here there is no man and no woman. There is no self. That's the first line. So here, meaning within her nature of mind, there is no man and there is no woman, or there is no male and there is no female. The second line, there is no self, there is no individual, and there is no perception. This, this labeling as male and female is a travesty, totally false, it's completely false. It is merely the conceptual delusion of worldly beings who are beclouded.
This is a pomor takpan dada yama la se jete melam ravare. Malam the Pomor Takpatas or Namdo Run Sabaramato Nelo Mare.
And therefore, this labeling of male and female is just like a dream. It is something that has been, that is our conceptual delusion, it's something that's put out there by our conceptual and deluded mind. But from the ultimate point of view, it doesn't
really exist. Oh, tenderful. Tan Rabzi Churkopa, do talk about it. Do talk about the song could be Jimson, Carison, and do in Rete, Sanjay, and Dole, and Deba Yam Mamma, Mamba Yam Mamma, tu som ta pe tu som te ngubo me na ta thog ma re tu som ta pe ye gu be se na ngubo tham je tong ba ma re se ngu ma wa kan de ba re ti se na te ne tu ma do be che ko
di ngubo ngubo da tu som na ten go
me me tu som de ngubo le ten go
tu som ngubo la ten
ngubo me na tu som ya thog ma re tu som ye pa kan ki tu som ngubo le ten go be se na ngubo tham je tong ba ni ma re se Tena tan dole, depa mame, maumba mame, tata mame, situso mame, basombatan, Mubo denbar mawa namje, Mubotan de tombani, my imbe junsin, de to some year be junsin, de hibare, tena to some matter be hibo, ta.
Chapter number 19, then, the verse that we have from there. Is examination of time. And the root verse says, if the present and the future were dependent on the past, the present and the future would exist in time past. And the purpose of this verse, well, first of all, one can cite the scripture from which this argument is based on. And what you just said from the sutra, the Buddha said, the past does not exist. And the Tibetan says mikva, which you could also interpret as not being seen. The future also does not exist or is not seen. And the present also does not exist or is not seen. So he, the Buddha himself stated the non-existence of the three times. So that's sort of the scriptural basis for this. And then what wrong view was it stated to correct? It was directed, the argument in particular was directed at a school that which held sometimes are called the materialists, those that the Mupo Mawa, they hold things to be truly existent. And because things are truly existent, on the basis of that, then they say that time is also truly existent. They base their assertion of the true existence of time on their belief in the true existence of things. So the counter-argument then works to show that since things do not truly exist, what you base on the three times also doesn't truly exist. So you get rid of the support, and the supported also.
Sikhiya tatar songda maungpa katen de la tu chorna tatar songda maungpa ndepi tu na yopar njor ki sa vasa.
I read the verse a little early. So it says, if the present and the future were dependent on the past, the present and the future would exist in time past.
This one. Tatar tu tata vatang maungpa ni tu som denpa tumna tu tata vatang maungpa ni depa la tu tam matu depa la tu na depa la tu pa ina tatar songtang maungpa depa tu su yopar jo tata tang maungpa ni depa la yopar thar depa la tu pa se depa tu su su yopar depa tu la me na kandis tu Namto Gungola Tupa Yurina, Nelo Tupa Mavara. They are Pan Rosas.
So, this argument is fairly simple. And one must remember that behind this is the thought of the opponent that the present time, the future time, and the past time are truly existent. So if one has that view, then that would mean that if they were dependent on the past, then if the present and the future were dependent on the past, then the present and the future would exist in the past. And that's sort of a meaningless, illogical thing to say. And why why does one say it exists in the past? And that's through the relationship of dependence. If they depend upon the past, then of course they have to exist in the past. For things to be dependent upon one another, they have to exist in the same place. And so that through this relationship of dependence, it showed that the present and the future would exist in the past. And then if the past didn't exist at all, one could show that the past didn't exist at all, which of course it's gone and it's not there, then how could anything depend on it? There's nothing to depend on. So in this way, one comes to understand that for the conceptualizing mind, these times exist, but from the ultimate point of view,
they don't.
Then you might think, well, okay, then maybe there's a now that, a present time that depends on the past and the future. So maybe you cover yourself that way, saying, well, it's not just the past, but it depends on the past and the future. And this, of course, is on the level of apparent reality. And so then you can put that into reasoning and say, this present time, which is conceived of as depending on the past and the future, that does not ultimately exist. Why? Because it would then exist in the past and the future. And why that? Because it depends on the past and the future. So that brings its existence into the past and the future. For those reasons then.
Yang depata maumba ni tu tata wale tu vare samna. Depata maumba ni chujin. Tata yovata tu tata wale tu besa. Tata wale tu na tata wale tata gogutu.
And then you can do the same thing if you talk about a past and a future that depend upon the present. So that, given that kind of infer reasoning, it would take the same form. Given then as a subject the past time and the future time, depending on a present time, that does not exist. Why? Because the past and the future then would be present within the present. They would exist within the present. Why? Because they depend upon it.
Dene sanje chendo len depa yam mame, maompa yam mame, tata yam mame, so sumbat tanda la dekhe jana. Depa yam chik tan tumer. Depa ndere se ne kira pi niya mebe, mame pa. Maomba kar re, maomba yam chik yam mare, tuma yam mare. Chik da tumer rangine depa se na, maomba ngane kar re. Kirab dikiye na niya mevar di se na mamme par. Tata kar re. Tata batiya na tu tereng ni ma de tata re saundo. De keki kaki treba sikim se na tata va mune yo mare. Tata mune va ki yo na ki la manga pa di gongdo. Ki la manga pa yo mare. Tata va mamme par. Di se na tu so mamme par su va.
Tata va
You know,
in the beginning, there was a quote from the Buddha that said of the past is not present or not seen, mandipa, and the future is not doesn't exist or is not seen, and the present doesn't exist or not seen. So to look a little bit at that, what this mikta, ma mikta, that means is not existing or not seen. And if one looks then at the first statement that the past is not existent or is not seen, if one uses the reasoning of being beyond being one thing or beyond being of multiplicity, you know, transcends being some kind of unit or some kind of multiplicity, and if one analyzes with one prajna, one higher knowledge in this way, one will not find a path. So that sort of not finding is sort of what the manyepa is sort of what this not finding or the manyepa means here. It can't be found, it doesn't exist. And then one can do the same thing for the future. The future is also beyond being one thing or many. And if one looks for something that is actually the future, one will not find it. So again, it is not seen or not existing. And if one looks then right at this very moment, thinking, for example, that today is the now, if one analyzes it instant by instant, one won't find anything. One, to find something, one would have to have an instant that did not immediately cease. And there's no such thing, as Rinpoche illustrated with the snap of his fingers. It arises and immediately ceases. There's nothing that's abiding there. And since that instant doesn't remain or doesn't abide, then this this present also cannot be found and does not exist.
These are not tene ngopo yepe jinchi teso myang ma do pare.
And therefore, if one tries to establish the existence of the three kinds on the basis of the existence of things, it's not possible.
当，错把打把的，三界见多了，错把当错把见嘛都不成不了。这些呢，错把错把当错把见嘛都不听别个个咯。我不麻烦南街，我不要了，赶紧是那我不忙过，我不错把也不成了，究竟错把也不成了，我不要了是哪个样？对吧嘞？这些呢，真的错把了不简单。
So now we come to the examination of a combination or association, gathering together, sopa, or you could even say collection, maybe. And the statement from the sutras, from the Buddhist teaching, says that this collection or combination, and something that holds all of that together is not truly existent. So neither what is gathered together or something that sort of holds it all together as a whole, neither one of those exists. So that's the statement of the Buddha. And then the beneficiary of this enlightening argument is the opponent. Is again the materialist, the Rupamala, and so they say that things do exist, and that's because there is the gathering together of various causes and conditions, and these make for the existence of things. And because there is this statement of the Buddha, and because there is this misunderstanding then, it's necessary to analyze what combination or
collection is. Chokpa si jida karre se na nakthar se ikhi. Chokpa gang chokse ye tenpo di yo ma re. Di se na chokpa tsam kunzop di yo na yang chokpa jing yo ma re. Chokpa jing me pe se na teni chokpa se je te tenpo na ma ro pa re. Chokpa te king ma ro ban, thol ma ro ban, ye tenpo je, ye jia sa, tenpo me pa re.
Kunshi
yang
nama kari ma?
Tel.
Oh, nama.
Tell, tell. Yak tell.
Look, people.
Look, po.
Look, people.
Pak, pak, pak. Po, po, ma, po. Look, pak, pak, po, mango, do. Look, po, ma, look, po, pak, pak.
So, to give some examples of what these collections are, or these combinations of various things. For example, there is a forest or grove. There is a mala, a collection of different beads. Then we have a sheepskin.
Goipa. Goita.
Oh, excuse me. The hair on our head. This collection of hair here. And finally, we have the famous example of the tail of the yak. So, which used to be used for Santa Claus too. So the tail of the yak. And these all are collections of things. There are many hairs or many things gathered together to make these whole things. So each of these things are a mere collection. A collection of trees or a collection of beads, hairs, and so forth. But there's nothing that is that which holds the whole thing together. There is another way of saying that is that there is no stable basis for these collections. There is no indestructible, permanent basis for these collections. And because of that then, these various collections of things, the trees and the hairs and so forth, do not ultimately exist. They have appearance in a relative, on the level of apparent reality. They are mere appearance. But because there is not this one thing that holds them all together, because there is no permanent stable basis for them, then ultimately they don't exist.
Tetsava jyotan devu chingi na chesa chesi chikdun. Jyotan devu yinyi na jyotan jyunen tsungpan yor tsungpan.
And so the root verse says, if cause and effect were identical, a produced object and its producer would be identical. If cause and effect were different, a cause and what is not a cause would be equivalent or would be the same.
Pena meto ante cheva la, joe chokwa la, teni saun, saun la yang teni dutin hachang mangpo chokore, saun ji chokpa, sa, jingsa yapo kore, sa yi chokpa, chu yi chokpa, le ji chokpa, dho ji chokpa, la chokpa chokpa hachang mangpo kukudu, teni namka tongpa yang kukure, tongpa yang chokore, te chokpa te, kaba chokudu, kadi chokudu, kadi chokudu, pena chokpa, joe chokpa la yang rang ma dopa, Devu chokpa la, medon de la, chakye mangpon do, hajang chakye mangpon do, devu chokpa la. Ta jyoy chokpa tan devu chokpa ni, chokpa rangi ting ni kandeng do, jyoy chokpa tan devu chokpa. Yang jyoy chokpa tan devu chokpa ni, jik tan thade karare, ote jepa la. Jyoy tan devu chokpa ni jik yin na, jesa tan jesi jik do tharwa. Joy chokpa tan devu chokpa ni tate yena jo tan devu ni deva meba ngowa tate chabare jo ta jo mayinpa la kepa meba chadoba. Tise na yang takpar chokpa jo tan devu chokpa madobare. Chokpa deva yang takpar madobare. Nang zangda toba.
Situation of cause and effect. For this flower, for example, so the flower had to gather together many has as its cause a seed, and that seed is the gathering together of an immense number of atoms. So we have the collection of the cause, and then there is also the various conditions that need to be gathered together, the good earth, the water, the fertilizer, the warmth, and the empty space that is needed in order for this flower to grow. So if one then asks this question, well, where does this flower come from? How does it grow? How does it become? Then one can look at the cause, which is the gathering of these various different atoms. So there is, there, as we saw before, there are very many different parts, all these different atoms, but there is no one thing that contains them all together that would be called a cause. So that cause is not truly existent. And then one can use the same kind of reasoning on the result The result is also made up of many different parts. But if one analyzes away all those different parts, there's no one thing that held them all together. There's no such thing as a sort of a capping term or an umbrella term that functions to hold them all together that would be known as a result. And so if one can look right at the very collections to see that they are truly don't exist, or one can look at the relationship, so that's looking at like the cause of the collection and the effect of the collection. That's one kind of reasoning. Another kind of reasoning is simply to look at the relationship between the two, between the cause and between the effect. And one asks oneself, is the cause and the effect, are they the same thing? Are they identical? Or is the cause and effect something different? Are they separate from each other, somehow different? And then one comes to the reasoning in the verses. It says if the cause and effect were identical, then you would have the untenable consequence that the produced object and its producer would be identical. They would be the same thing. So then you might say, well, okay, I agree with that, they're not identical, but they're different. Well, if you said cause and effect were different, then what is a cause and what is not a cause would be the same thing. And that also is not tenable. That would mean that if they were completely different, if they weren't related in some kind of way, then anything could cause anything else. So, and what is not a cause and what is a cause then would become the same thing. If anything could produce anything, then what is what we would think of as its normal cause and what is non-normal cause would then become equivalent or the same. And that, of course, is not logical either. And therefore, with these two kinds of reasoning, one comes to say that the cause and effect ultimately do not exist, but they appear on the level of apparent reality, just have near appearance, or they arise as near appearances on the level of apparent reality.
Dina, yang tapar. जो तन देव थे निचेवा यहाँ मारे माथे निचेवा यहाँ मारे ऐन कर रहे चेवा मैं बरे मलाम जी मेले तो आजी ना मैं तं जो मैं तं तो आज निं थे निचेवा यहाँ मारे माथे निचेवा यहाँ मारे ऐन कर रहे मैंने चेवा यो मारे नंग सांब तो चेवा थी नंग डोंग सांब तेंदे सांब हम लोग ले तेंदे सांब
From the ultimate point of view, the cause and the result do not meet and do not not meet. And because of that, there is no arising. If one thinks of the dream context, if one puts one's thinking in the context of a dream, there is a fire and there is smoke that is arising from that fire. And whether they, if they meet or if they do not meet, they ultimately do not arise. And so, within the context of this kind of view, one says that ultimately there is no cause and no effect. This meeting and this non-meeting, they arise on the level of apparent reality as mere appearance. Or you could say they arise as appearance and inseparable.
Tini jeva meba te malare pe sungko yede toga nani yede yede nyepa kapsa yapo sungpare. Yengupu ne lok te jujin kange chang maji pa hi dati. Sing a song.
So cut down to the very root here in the song, what does that refer to? It means not only do you realize that all phenomena are unborn, but you also cut through grasping onto that very thought itself. I mean, oh, now I realized all phenomena are unborn, and then there's a thing there again. So you also cut through that conceptualization, and that's cutting down to the very root.
Pankale kabu yare. Jun jogle, jayang me je gombe na deyang si ne pongwanjo. Jayang me san na gombe de tongzeng de dredraji chuni ngondo ma joji pardo tongzeng pang ma tobare. Tongzeng le chor ma tobare. Tene dredraji toba ngondo jo de tongzeng le chondo.
This thought of similarly, in a similar situation, when one is meditating and one has the thought, oh, this is emptiness. That kind of conceptualization is extremely difficult to get rid of. And Chandrakirti in the Madhyamagavatara says, Tongchang.
Jiyang mei chi gombe.
Oh, jiyang mei chi gombe.
Tongba chi chi jiyang mei chi gombe, tongzeng. Rangji ju gombe chan chao. Deyang si na pongwa de tanjur chi.
Oh, yeah. Deyang si la pongwa. So he said, this meditation on nothing at all, that finally also has to be given up. And what he's referring here to, of course, is the Svatantrika mode of meditation, understanding emptiness as being nothing at all, like we described, and that later has to be given up by the Prasangika path, Prasangika view. So this grasping onto to emptiness is very subtle, very hard to get rid of, and actually it doesn't really go away until we realize or until there arises the dharmata for us, and the dharmata then is free of all mental constructs or elaborations or fabrications of its simplicity, and therefore even this very subtle mental construct or elaboration of, oh, that emptiness, So that then has been a brief explanation of four verses from these four chapters. And as you are practicing on the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness, it's very good to work with these four verses. It expands it, it develops the meditation as you go along the path.
Tony Gomba Katsu Tang Le Tangbo Paki, Hirap the Jebazon, Jegum Zogore, Tini Hiram Pigur, Jegum Mazupa, Jogum Zon, Mumbachar.
Especially, beginners should also analyze with their Prajna, their native intelligence, the higher knowledge, these verses as you go along, it's very important to to think about them, to look into them, to analyze them, to ask yourself, what is the real meaning here? Because if you just do what's called like placement meditation, or simply resting in meditation, without this kind of analytical meditation first, then this resting in meditation is sort of a very dull, sort of a blind resting in meditation. So it's very important to do that.
Tene tsaba khirab je rabzi nika tsabden la cheba zon gomna chusu ni de rezen do bre tene mongba chala khiram pe.
So if you take these 27 verses and analyze them with your prajna during a meditation session, then 2 hours will really speed by.
Chusu je gan dang yang ma. Chusu ni gan dang yang ma.
And even 2 hours will feel like not enough.
Oh, ta rabzi ka ki la to.
And then you think, oh, well, maybe there's still some I didn't do, so you want more time to meditate.
So
then we'll chant together these four.